Mitt Romney is top dog in the Republican money race. But can this top dog hunt? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Candidate Mitt Romney now faces a crucial question for anybody running as a Republican. Does he really hunt? Wearing an NRA cap in Keene, New Hampshire, he told the audience, quote, "I've been a hunter pretty much all my life." But when the Associated Press checked out that claim, it found that Mitt Romney hunted once last year when he bagged some quail at a game preserve in Georgia, and before that, in Idaho, when he shot rabbits with his cousins at the age of 15. That's it. He's hunted twice. Although, to be fair, he did go after the rabbits with a semi-automatic weapon. But still, is it enough? When Democrat John Kerry hunted pheasant in 2004, right before the Iowa caucuses, it helped him about as much as sailboarding did. And Republicans are expected to set the bar a little higher.
"I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
I'm the guy who shot my friend." That was unintentional, of course, but no one's going to question Dick Cheney's hunting credentials. Everybody from Wyoming to Iran knows that when he picks up a gun, he means it. And in times like these, you need that. Governor Romney has to remember, he's up against people like Rudy Giuliani, who's appeared in public three times dressed in women's clothes, and Hillary Clinton, who does it every day. He's got to prove that he's the man in this race.
"This is not a time for more talk and dithering."
Exactly, which means it's time to get out there and shoot some serious quail, Governor. Nobody said running for president was going to be easy. In fact, the only thing tougher is to be a game bird in a swing state. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.